This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The trial of former Honolulu Police Chief Louis Kealoha for corruption charges is currently underway. The Honolulu Police Commission previously decided that Kealoha was entitled to a taxpayer-funded attorney. But some members of the Honolulu City Council want to change that. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us live here in the studio to explain more. Morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Catherine. And that's right. So today at 3 p.m., City Council member Ron Minor, who chairs the Executive Matters and Legislative Affairs Committee, they will be meeting to vote on a resolution introduced by Councilmember Minor that would challenge the previous decision by the Police Commission to pay the attorney fees for former HPD Chief Louis Kealoha. A little bit of background for those who maybe aren't following it that closely. The former chief is he's scheduled for two separate trials. One, the one that's currently underway, deals with the alleged abuse of his powers as police chief. That's the mailbox case. And the other covers some issues like identity theft, bank fraud, and financial crimes. It's all part of this big federal investigation involving the former chief, his wife, Catherine Kealoha, and that mailbox conspiracy that everybody's probably heard so much about. When the charges against the former chief were unsealed, he had requested that the city provide him with a lawyer to represent his defense or to pay for one that he chose. And he's entitled to that protection under Hawaii state law. There is a law on the books that counties are required to fund the legal defense of any police officer who is accused of wrongdoing while on the job. So back in March, the Honolulu Police Commission, which is the independent oversight board that monitors HPD, voted to approve an attorney for Kealoha in one of the trials, the one that's currently going on, that concerns the abuse of his police powers. And as we said, that trial is currently underway. Louis Kealoha is being represented right now by a federally appointed public defender. So the federal government's paying for that. But the concern is that the police commission's decision could allow the federal government to request reimbursement from the city and county. So that's kind of what spurred Councilmember Minor to introduce this resolution that's being considered today by his committee. What he wants to do is direct the city attorneys, the Office of Corporation Counsel, to challenge the police commission's decision in federal court. And when I spoke to him, this is what he had to say about it.
I do not think that the alleged actions of Kealoha were done in the performance of his official duty as a police officer, which would legally obligate the city to pay for his outside counsel. The criminal indictment against him alleges that he engaged in a conspiracy and coordinated with other police officers in connection with a personal dispute involving his wife and her relatives. And I just don't think that those kinds of alleged actions fall within the scope or meet the standard which would require the city to pay for his attorney's fees with respect to the representation that he's receiving from outside counsel.
So, Catherine, that phrase you heard Ron Minor say, in the performance of his duties, is really the critical issue here. Because as we said earlier, Hawaii police officers who get into legal trouble while on duty are entitled to taxpayer-funded legal representation. And so what happened in this case was the police commission met and they decided that in the conspiracy crime, so that's the one related to the mailbox and the criminal intelligence unit of HPD, that Louis Kealoha was acting in his official capacity as police chief. And their reasoning was that he was doing actions like directing other officers, overseeing surveillance, overseeing an investigation that a police chief would do. He was doing things that he would normally do. And here is Loretta Sheehan. She's a Honolulu attorney and also chair of the police commission. And she explained why they came to that conclusion.
At first blush, when you take a look at it, you think, well, wait a minute, these charges are committing crimes. How can that be in the performance of an officer's duty? That makes absolutely no sense at all. However, that's not really the analysis. The analysis is really, is he charged for acts for something that a police officer does? Is he charged with writing a traffic ticket? Is he charged with making an arrest? Is he charged with being on the job? Is he charged with surveillance? Is he charged with doing something that a cop does? Because if he's charged with that, then the statute requires us to pay for the legal counsel. As police officers, you can do an act in the performance of your duty, and you can do it illegally. You can do it badly. You can do it negligently. You can do it wrongfully. So But if it's an act done in the performance of the officer's duty, then we have to pay for it. So the statute requires that they be given free legal counsel because maybe they didn't do it.
Honolulu Police Commission Chair Loretta Sheehan there. And so you heard their reasoning. In this case, the police commission decided that Louis Kalo has ability to carry out the conspiracy that he is accused of, the alleged crimes, involving other officers from the department derived from his authority as police chief. He wouldn't have been able to do it if he wasn't police chief. And so therefore, he was acting in his capacity as chief for these alleged crimes. It's also worth noting that there are the two trials, and the police commission decided he was not entitled to a taxpayer-funded attorney for the second trial. That's the one involving bank fraud, identity theft, financial crimes. They decided in that case he was acting as a private citizen, not as a police officer, not as the police chief, and so he's on the hook for his own defense on that. And I wanted to kind of get into this issue a little bit more, Loretta Sheehan, so to understand this law and its scope, because as you can imagine, there's a fair amount of interpreting that has to go on. Each case is a little bit different. And so I asked her about the example of a police officer who's arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol while off duty. And here's what she said.
In a case of that, they'd be on the hook for their own defense. But if he's on the job driving around drunk, yeah, we'd probably pay for it. Was he driving around in the performance of his duty? Yeah. Was he drunk? Maybe. But he's driving around in the performance of his duty, so we'd pay for his lawyer.
So yeah, that was a kind of a striking example to me. And what Loretta emphasized is that when the police commission was interpreting this law, they're not making a judgment on whether the actions of the accused officer were proper or not. They're only deciding if the actions were done in the performance of their duties as a police officer. And then it's left to a court or some type of oversight board to make the decision on whether those actions were proper or not. And that's what you heard her saying in that last clip, was that you can do something as a police officer that's part of your job and do it illegally, but you're still protected under this Hawaii law. And she said that the way they approach this problem is kind of similar to the way an insurance company evaluates whether or not it's going to pay out for a claim. And that in that example, the city and county of Honolulu is the insurance company and the police officer is the client who's paying for insurance. She said they only look at the very narrow scope of the report, exactly what happened. They don't take into account outside events or past things that have gone on with that officer. So it's a pretty narrow judgment. What Ron Manor wants to do is challenge that in court. If his resolution passes today, it will go to the full city council for a vote. If it passes there, it would direct the corporation council to file a lawsuit in federal court challenging the police commission decision. It would then be up for that court to decide whether the police commission ruled correctly. Interestingly, Loretta Sheehan said she has no problem with that. That's how she thinks the system should work. They made their decision. They thought it was the right one. They're totally open to outside review. And if it's overturned, then it will most likely be that the city doesn't pay.
Well, when you talked to Manor, did he give you an indication that there might be, it might get hung up?
He was very confident that he had the support of his fellow council members. He didn't give a specific number, but he said that his colleagues on the city council supported his intent. He thinks they're in line with his opinion on the matter. And so today at 3 p.m., the committee will meet, and that will be sort of the first test of what kind of support this idea has on the council.
Okay, and we'll see what happens. All right, thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
And you can find more on the Kealoha case at hawaiipublicradio.org.